Today's date is April 14th, 2011. My name is John Erling. And Ed, would you state your full name, please?
My legal name is Gus Edwin George Malzahn. But rarely do I sign it that way. Usually just sign it as Edwin. In some places it may be Gus Edwin Malzahn, the George being left out. However, in some of the family, my nickname is George.
Who are you named after?
Gus was my uncle's name, my father's brother. And George was my mother's father. I certainly wasn't privy to the conversation that took place in naming me, but there must have been some sort of compromise because both of those individuals were still alive at the time. Where they got Edwin, if it was revealed to me, I don't recall it.
Yeah.
I've gone by Edwin all of my life.
Your date of birth and your present age?
On July 3rd, 1921. That would make me 89, be 90 July 3rd.
Where were you born?
Here in Perry, Oklahoma, about a mile and a half from here.
Where are we recording this interview?
At the home of Ditchwitz on West Fur Avenue, within the city limits of Perry.
In your nice corner office here with all
these
windows.
Yes. We've enlarged the office several times, and I've reserved the front corner office to be mine. Huge windows that I can see traffic going by on Fur Avenue. Everything that leaves here and comes here comes and goes by Fur Avenue. So that gives me a good window on activity, including employees who come to work late. The point being, the employees know that. So
so they drive, they say, Ed's watching us right now.
Yeah. Ed may be in the front window.
Let's go back to your grandfather, your grandfather's name and the story of where he came from.
Well, my grandfather came from Germany. He and my grandmother somehow escaped Tsar activity in Germany. The family story was that they were married aboard ship on the way to the United States. That's the family story.
So what year was it that he came over here?
Before the turn of the century.
And then his name was?
Carl Frederick Malzahn. I didn't know him, and it never really was discussed in the family much. Family history just was not an activity in our family at all. We lived in the current day, and I grew up in a difficult depression time. So those remembrances were long in the background and were not ever part of any family recollection.
Where did he settle then in the United States?
Initially, he and a group of other Germans, as I understood it, settled in Minnesota, Maple Lake, Minnesota. My father was born there along with most of the rest of his brothers and sisters. I don't really remember how long they stayed there, but it was for some time to the point my father, who was, as I recall, a third or fourth out of seven children, was 6 or 7 years old. And they moved to Oklahoma for various reasons. Family discussions about it in recollection was climate and maybe opportunity. This area of the country was overflowing with stories of opportunity, of free land and activity. The family story is that my grandmother thought Minnesota was too cold in the wintertime.
Was your grandfather a blacksmith?
My grandfather was a blacksmith. Somehow or other, he learned it in Germany, so he had that trade that he continued here in the United States.
So he would have moved to Oklahoma in 1902.
Yes, that's my recollection.
Do you know why your grandfather settled in this area?
When I asked the question, my father would say, well, Granddad just put a finger on a map and said, how about here? That's the most I ever got out of them. At that time, the second layer of ownership of at least some of the lands that were given in the Cherokee Strip Fund were happening, and so land was fairly cheap. He actually came and bought a farm. The farm was where he wanted to raise the kids, but blacksmithing was his earns of making a living. He never was a farmer, although he owned a farm.
And he set up his blacksmith shop right in
Perry. The farm was about 7 miles south of here. And believe it or not, they walked from town to home.
On a daily basis?
The story was he would stay here and work during the week and walk home on the weekend.
And he had two sons?
And four daughters.
The sons' names were?
Gus was one and Charles was my father.
Your father was Charles and then your mother's name was?
Bertha.
Bertha.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had a sister who is younger than I.
Is she still living?
No. She passed away 10, 12 years ago. Dean of Women at Central State University.
And what was her name?
Virginia Lamb.
What are your earliest recollections about being around a blacksmith shop?
I probably was 6 or 7, something of that sort. I had a cousin, the son of my Uncle Gus, who was 3 or 4 years older than I. So I was allowed to at least spend some time with him in the shop area, and we would tinker around some. He would do the tinkering, I would do the watching.
Were you naturally really intrigued with it?
I was intrigued, but didn't have any skills. Whatever skills I had came to light by the time I was 10 or 11. I began to enjoy particularly woodworking, because that's something I could whittle with and work with, and my folks trusted me enough with that and actually bought me a few shop tools to where I could make things at that point in time.
Your recollection of your first school, elementary school, here in Perry, obviously.
The school system was already pretty well developed. They were adequate buildings at the time, and even from kindergarten, I remember, I had nice classrooms, nice teachers. Class size was, as I recall, 20 or 25. Sometimes would have two or three classes to a grade.
Do you think you were a good student, interested in the subject matter?
I'd probably like to brag about it, but I was probably an average student. I probably had an interest in physical things more than I did literature and spelling and that sort of thing, but mathematics and physical things, oh, I loved the science classes and that sort of thing. By the time I got to junior high or high school, those were things I could ace. So I liked those.
Mm-hmm.
Math was fairly easy. Literature and book reports and that sort of thing were sort of things I would have to be disciplined to do.